One morning not long ago, I was standing in front of my fridge when I noticed that the poetry magnets had arranged themselves into this curious sentence. I pet squirrel. I fall into a wormhole of memory, transported back 30 years to a park in Austin, Texas. I'm 5 years old, my parents have been separated for a few weeks, and I'm with my dad. He says, "Let me show you something." It's one of the first days we've spent together since he moved out. He pulls out a big bag of sunflower seeds and crouches down. He holds the seed in his palm and stays still until eventually a squirrel approaches and lifts the offering with the most delicate little hands I've ever laid eyes on. The squirrel stands right before our eyes, nibbling at the seed, turning it this way and that until the husk falls away and he gobbles up the meat inside. Then he clicks his tongue and shakes his bushy tail, asking for another. I am beyond mesmerized. I am swooning. This is the answer to one of my silent prayers. To be like Snow White, her relationship with the animals. Can I try? My father hands me a seed and I hold it, but I flinch and the squirrel runs away. Then my dad and I crouch together as motionless as statues. We win back the trust of our squirrel, and soon several squirrels are coming up and taking the seeds from our palms. They have the coolest teeth, two big ones in front like Bugs Bunny. We feed them until our sack of sunflower seeds is empty. Back in my kitchen, I'm wondering, how did that arrangement of words get there? On purpose or by accident? Had I put it there? Amazing how an ordinary day offers little memory doors to step through. Not long after my father and I fed the squirrels that afternoon, I returned to the same park on an outing with my kindergarten class. I know these squirrels, I boasted to my classmates. They like me. I bent down, my empty palm extended. One bold squirrel approached. I said, "He's my friend." And to prove it, I pet him. Was I crazy? I had no nut. He sunk his two front teeth into the tip of my index finger. It hurt like hell, and I screamed, "There's a squirrel on my finger! Get him off! Get him off!" Finally, the squirrel let go and ran away. The park outing was over for me. Whisked back to school, mother phoned, shot records checked, rabies vaccination boosted. I felt betrayed by that squirrel. I had wanted so badly for us to be friends, for the magic my father had unveiled to me to carry on in his absence. I pet squirrel. But there was that moment, that brief and powerful moment before the bite, when my hand was gliding down the silky pelt of the squirrel's back, and I could feel the tiny nubs of his spine, and my classmates looked on, amazed. I pet that squirrel, and he and I were friends.